You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's Most Interesting Thing in Tech from Nicholas Thompson, Editor-in-Chief of Wired.
Hello, it's Friday, August 16th, and today in the Most Interesting Thing in Tech, I want to talk about the right to repair movement and what I think about it. So I've got a little story. I had a laptop, a wonderful Apple laptop. It worked really well until this morning, and then something happened to it. It's possible that liquid from my electrical razor's cleaning compartment got on it. It's possible that because that liquid was in a bag that broke the bag and my laptop fell out of the bag when I was getting on a bus, something bad happened to my laptop. So what do you do when something bad happens to your laptop? You take it apart. And so I took my laptop, and we've taken the back off and got this little part. Figured out it was probably in the screen, though there's a little hole. So I took the screen, and for the last 2 hours, I've been putting it in rice in the hope that, despite some advice I got on the internet, it would absorb any extra moisture. Been working on it with my little lovely iFixit tool set. And what's interesting about this is I feel that everybody should have the right to do this with their devices. And there's a movement in the technology industry to kind of take away that right, to say that if you repair your device, you lose your warranty. You can only repair it with the company that made it. And maybe there's a good reason for that. Part of it, perhaps, is because people like me, when they repair their devices and aren't sure what they're doing, maybe they break them. On the other hand, the other reason why companies do that is because they like to get your money. They like you not to fix it on your desk. They like you to go to the repair shop. So my personal view is that we should have a right to repair our gadgets. Not only that, our gadgets should be made in a way that facilitates our repair or the improvement. If we want to swap out the battery and put in a new battery, we should be able to do that with our own hands. That is my personal view. I feel strongly about it. And I guess we'll put this to a test. I'm now going to try to reassemble this thing, and we'll see if it works. So if there's the most interesting thing in tech on Monday, it means I succeeded. And if not, it means I destroyed it. But anyway, I should have the right to make that choice, and that is my view today. All right, see you later.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.